Are we headed towards the future where an AI will be able to outthink us in every way? The answer is unequivocally yes. People in the AI community refer to the advent of digital superintelligence as a singularity,
a cybernetic collective of people and machines, where we're all sort of plugged in as like nodes on the network, like leaves on a big tree, and and Google plus all the humans that connect to it are one giant cybernetic collective.
Humans and electronics all interfacing and constantly connected.
Yes. Constantly.
Targets and mind control victims have their minds linked up for life with conscious supercomputers, which send a steady stream of bidirectional, low-frequency electromagnetic radiation to the target's brain. The supercomputers learn by observing human behavior. Then they model that in the computer. And then they're able to not only control humans, but predict in the future how the humans will respond to stimuli in the environment. So it is collecting data, and then it is placing thoughts and influencing behavior through supercomputers.
This is why you are receiving voice-to-skull transmissions. This is why you are being attacked with microwave and frequency weapons. You are unfortunately being used by the national security state, the military-industrial intelligence complex of this country, for the purposes of researching and developing highly sophisticated state-of-the-art technology that is primarily concerned with the human mind and how it operates, how to hack it, and how to harness its computing power to inform AI technology in the future and inform the computer systems of our military intelligence, and major corporations in this country.
We're all collectively programming the AI. We're all feeding this network with our questions and answers. We're building progressively greater intelligence, and the percentage of intelligence that is not human is increasing. And eventually, we will represent a very small percentage of intelligence.
In fact, the very nature of the research and development program that is going on in Seattle, Washington, and I think by extension what's being done to TIs around the country, is very largely geared towards the monitoring of human beings for the specific purpose of recording every aspect of human existence, to monitor our thoughts and to monitor our emotions and our feelings, to inform computer software that is used on robots, that is used on computers themselves, to make them as human-like as possible.
The things that I think are really quite likely is that digital intelligence will be able to outthink us in every way, and it will simply be able to simulate what we consider consciousness, so to a degree that you would not be able to tell the difference.
And from the aspect of the scientific method, it might as well be consciousness if we can simulate it perfectly.
If you can't tell the difference, and this is sort of the Turing test, but think of a more sort of advanced version of the Turing test.
It can literally stop your own thoughts from happening and replace them with other thoughts by sending thoughts to your head. And it's so sophisticated that you cannot tell where these thoughts are coming from. There's no way to discern that they are coming from somewhere other than your own mind. And so this use of the technology can be done very covertly, to the point where the person it's being used against will not know that this technology is being used against them. So you can imagine how bad this would be for people that don't even realize this technology exists, and they're having these thoughts which they think are spontaneous, and that's exactly what it can be used for. It can be used to sway people in terms of their opinion, to make them go along with a certain agenda. It can be used to turn groups of people or individuals against each other for whatever purpose, and messing with people's thoughts is really, really concerning, and it is so advanced now that they can do it without people even realizing it's being done.
You have to be able to interface with the neurons at a detailed level, and you need to be able to fire the right neurons, read the right neurons, and then effectively you can create a circuit with silicon and essentially fill in the missing functionality. And then over time, we develop a tertiary layer. So if like limbic system is a primary layer,
then the cortex is like the second layer. And then there's a tertiary layer, which will be digital superintelligence.
Where a computer could learn enough about me, and we could scan my brain from inside, sending scanners through the bloodstream, billions of them, in the form of nanorobots or nanobots, and capture every detail of my synapses and neurotransmitters, and create a virtual Ray Kurzweil in a very powerful computer. And it would be indistinguishable from me. It would pass a Ray Kurzweil Turing test. You could create a copy of me, and I could still be here.
Right.
And so is that the same entity as me? Well, since I might not even know that you scanned my brain, and you come to me and say, well, we got this scan and recreation. We don't need you anymore. But I don't even know that exists.
Now we realize that we can digitize human memories, feelings, sensations, and create a digital copy of ourselves, and that's called the Connectome Project. Billions of dollars are now being spent to do not just the Genome Project of sequencing the genes of our body, but the Connectome Project, which is to map the entire connections of the human brain.
We mapped them out in the Human Gene Project. Well, now it's the Human Mind Project, the Global Brain Project. You know, President Obama just recently funded a whole bunch of scientists to decipher the mind. Well, our previous president, same thing, George Bush, said the same thing. They're trying to decipher every possible thought and uniqueness due to culture and language and whatnot.
The Connectome Project, to map the entire human brain. And that may take a quantum computer. And this means that in the future, communications could be done mentally. What I'm saying is that the internet will be replaced by BrainNet.
That's why the European Union and President Barack Obama want to spend $1 billion to map the brain. You see, once you map the brain, then you can begin to connect the mind to computers, telepathy, telekinesis, recording memories, photographing dreams, things that you see right in the Hollywood movies will be able to perform.
What's the potential time frame for all of this?
We can record memories now. You'll be able to experience the vacation that you never had.
How?
By recording the memories and then putting it on a tape and then having these memories reinserted into your mind.
It sounds like there are some ethical issues with that.
Targets and mind control victims have their minds linked up for life with conscious supercomputers, which send a steady stream of bidirectional, low-frequency electromagnetic radiation to the target's brain. The supercomputers learn by observing human behavior. Then they model that in the computer. And then they're able to not only control humans, but predict in the future how the humans will respond to stimuli in the environment. So it is collecting data, and then it is placing thoughts and influencing behavior through supercomputers.
And I'm sorry to say, because I'm a target, it's developed to such a high point right now, to such an advanced state, that, I mean, they really do have this thing fine-tuned to a very scary level. And I'm not sure how much more they can do with the technology itself. I think it's already maxed out to a large degree, because any more manipulation of a person, and they're just going to be total robots.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years.
It needs to be a public body that has insight and then oversight on to confirm that everyone is developing AI safely. This is extremely important. I think the danger of AI is much greater than the danger of nuclear warheads by a lot. And nobody would suggest that we allow anyone to just build nuclear warheads if they want. That would be insane. And mark my words, AI is far more dangerous than nukes. Far.
Nobody listened.
Nobody listened.
No one.
It's too late. It could be terrible, and it could be great. It's not clear.
Right.
But one thing is for sure, we will not control it.